Ikigan Roku, Case 17, Blue Cliff Record, Case 17. The Meaning of Coming from the West. Introduction. Only if you can cut through nails and shear through iron can you be a genuine Zen adept. That's a genuine Zen student as well. If you duck arrows and shrink from swords, how can you be a competent adept? Leaving aside for now the point where not even a needle can penetrate, what about when foaming waves fill the skies? Only if you can cut off nails, break through iron, shear through iron, then you're qualified. In a sense, this lays out what our practice is. Not because it lays it out as if there's some thick, tough thing that we have to cut through. And yet, there is, if we talk about it, in the totality, it's our beliefs, delusions, discriminatory thoughts, picking and choosing, all the things that hide who and what we are. If we want to say, we could say true self or true nature. We could use words like that. It's not that those actually hide it, and yet for us, they do actually hide it. Not that those call them delusions, iron strong delusions, delusive thoughts, entangling thoughts and emotions. It's not as if they're always there that we have to get rid of them. But because they continuously arise and we continuously entangle in them in various ways. These are the arrows and the swords that we hide from because we fear them. We fear challenging them. We fear facing them. So in a sense, since this case and most of the cases in the Blue Cliff Record are between so-called master and disciple, teacher and student, it starts off with, this is what qualifies as an authentic Zen master, teacher. But also, this is what qualifies us as an authentic Zen practitioner. No one else can do it for us. Yet, it's helpful when some of it is pointed out. Some of it is pointed out what we must cut off or break through. Not that there's anything ever to really break through. It's always clear, transparent, and yet it seems hidden from us. See? Hidden in all sorts of ways, all sorts of billows of clouds, as wispy as clouds and yet as solid as iron, as strong as nails, driving it in and keeping it there, and yet it's just billows of water. See, this is really what our practice is. We could look for others to do it for us, but really it's rare when we are ready for it to happen, when we are willing to hear what's said, willing to see what the universe is presenting to us. Because this, whether we call it true nature or essence or anything else, is always who we are, and it's always the world, the universe that we live in. This is what, if I use the word, we realize or we taste in ongoing practice from time to time. This is form is emptiness. This is the emptiness form that manifests for us, as all that we encounter. And yet, we resist it. This is always the opportunity of this experiencing moment. And unfortunately, these, call them iron and nails, are what holds down and supports our dreams, our self-centeredness, and that we keep propping up with habits. We don't have to know where these come from or what. There is no out there thing. It just keeps arising as we see in our ongoing life. It keeps arising as thoughts and feelings and wantings and not wantings and likes and dislikes. Circumstance of the universe occur, and right away we have opinions and positions and reactions. Don't have to figure out where they come from. Just take care of what appears when it appears. That's our practice. Whether labeling, noting it, whether working with it in other particular ways. Joko devised all sorts of ways to help us work with it. Other teachers have devised all sorts of ways to help us work with it. That's what the past two cases in the Blue Cliff Record that we spoke about. Actually, this is number 17, so I skipped one, but 14 and 15, which I spoke about in the past 2 days, are about that. This one's titled Xin Ling's Meaning of the Coming from the West, or Xin Ling is the Chinese way of pronouncing his name. The Japanese way is Kyorin. He's the successor of Yunmen, who we had for the past 2 days. It's said he's practiced with Yunmen, I don't remember, for 17 or 18 years, with just Yunmen would ask him, what is this? And over and over. 17, 18 years. Long time, or seemingly long time. We would also probably have long since given up. Oh, you keep on keeping me on the same thing over and over. 18 years. His teacher would always ask him, what is this? What's this? Over and over. 18 years, it said. We, of course, would have long since complained in all sorts of ways. I hear complaints. Joko heard complaints. But we could notice how much we complain. That very complaining is a wonderful opportunity. So, the case. I will use the name Kyorin because I'm not quite sure how my pronunciation, Xianglin, is accurate to the way the Chinese pronounce it. A monk asked Kyorin, what is the meaning of the ancestors coming from the West? This is a traditional question we've all encountered, not we've all, many of us have encountered before, because this is the question that is used as a way of saying, what is the meaning of Zen? What is the essence of Zen? What is the essence of what our life is, the essence of the Zen teaching? Kyorin said, sitting for a long time becomes tiresome, or I'm tired from sitting for a long time. All of you know this. You've been sitting several days of sesshin. Of course, you can make all sorts of interpretations. Scholars will say, well, you know, this is about Bodhidharma, and Bodhidharma sat for 9 years facing a wall, but that's really has nothing to do with this. If we look at it for that way, there's no point in it being in this collection. All of us can say, I'm tired from sitting such a long time. Or sitting long becomes tiring. So, some translations where they use the word tiresome, or another translation which seems awkward to me, toilsome, because the toilsome or tiresome is something we can use for other events, emotional events, people's acting in certain ways. Here we have to see it very straightforward. Sitting long, my legs hurt. Obvious, not anything special. Nothing special. We all know that. My back hurts, sitting some period after period. So, in a way, what's the big deal? Why is this something that we should put in a collection? What kind of meaning of Bodhidharma or Zen ancestors is there in that sitting long? Tenkei Densan, in a comment on this, said, if you call it a reply about the meaning of the Zen founders coming from the West, it's a sack of loofah skins, a worn-out loincloth, meaning that's a useless understanding of if it's an about, if it's in an about. Kyorin or Kyorin is right there presenting his immediacy. Can the questioner hear it? Can we hear it? Our immediacy is what the universe is presenting us all the time. And yet those iron and nails are what creates layers and maintains layers of hindrances, of delusions, of props up the thoughts that keep us from this, oh, my legs. Notice for yourself what happens. Notice for yourself what covers over experiencing moment, moment. No one else can take care of it for you, for me, for anyone else. Though, of course, you can have someone point it right there and then when you're in the throes of, call it the delusions, in the throes of your entangling thoughts. In fact, the universe always does this for every one of us. The bird singing is right there in the midst of your thoughts, but we don't hear it. And in a sense, part of our practice is recognizing this accumulated layers of thoughts, delusions, discriminatory habits, clinging, and the ongoing need to bang away at them. Not because a teacher's going to do it. Yunmen's not going to come and keep saying, what's this? What's this? He could, but you can do it for yourself. We can do it for ourselves. Reminding ourselves, what's this here? Throughout our day, throughout our life. In fact, that's our practice. Being just this moment, noticing and labeling is not limited, and all the various forms of specific practice are not limited to what's on the cushion. None of us should limit it that way. Otherwise, we'll even miss our aching back and legs. As many of you know, Dogen used the expression, eyes horizontal, nose vertical, as his expression of what he came to in China, and when he came back to Japan, he used that expression. What did you learn? Eyes horizontal, nose vertical. Every one of us knows that. Yet we often miss the nose in front of our face or on our face. There's a point to that. Always right here. Nothing special about it. No problem with it. And yet, it's covered over by accumulated. Now, in one sense, the image of accumulated makes us think there's this thick, heavy thing and we have to work through it. Oh, have to keep working through it. In a way, you could say that's true, but in a way, it's much more, I think, useful and accurate to speak of it as what keeps arising in our life. Because until it arises, these iron delusions, these nails that hold in our thoughts and reactions and keep them propped up, aren't there until they are there. Yes, there is physical connections and manifestations of them, but they're not there, or let's say it differently, they manage to appear over and over in different kinds of circumstances, in different kinds of patterns. And part of our practice is to begin and continue to notice when they appear, when they seem to be the truth or the interpretation or the, let's say, the glasses through which we see the world. They seem to be the screen through which we understand what's so and what's not so and what means what. We all understand, ah, my legs hurt, or ah, I'm so tired to the bone. If we add toilsome or tiresome, then that gives us permission to go into almost the mental constructs and build on that. So that's why I find those words less useful as translations. But nevertheless, they're fine. We're tired from sitting for a long time. Tired to the bone, we have these expressions. Bone weary. When it feels that way, feel it, experience it. What we build on that is, I shouldn't be this way. It shouldn't be the result of sitting, or I shouldn't sit this long, or, well, this means I've, and then you fill in what it means. It's not a reply to a question. Kyorin is demonstrating, revealing the whole of his guts here to this questioner. If the questioner can see it, hear it, if I use a strange word, grok it. That's the whole point of what he's offering. That's the whole point of this case. In a way, very straightforward. Every one of us is familiar with it. And yet in our life, we're rarely familiar with it because of these iron that we need to break through and the nails that we need to cut off from all that holds up the screens, holds us away from who we genuinely are. So this is a nice case. And it's appropriate for us, since we've been sitting one day after another, one period after another. There's a nice little, what should I say, capping phrase to this: sitting long time becomes tiresome, or is taught my legs is tiring. When a fish swims through, the water is muddied. When a bird flies by, feathers drop down. Better shut that dog's mouth. The eye of an adept. Nice, in a way, teasing comment by Shwedo, the compiler of the... No, that's not by Shwedo, that's by... Engel, the compiler of the Blue Cliff Record. That's his capping phrase. So he's sort of twisting it. Even this sitting for a long time is muddying the water a little. Thank you.